You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That of someone who more reflects the essence of Florida. Each state is represented by two statues in the Capitol. Summer shoe choices are endless, but there aren't any that are perfect for your feet day in and day out.
We all have different foot type, so wearing the perfect shoe is just not perfect. So mixing it up a little bit, different shoe types, different shoe styles.
That's Dr. Joy Rowland with the Cleveland Clinic. She says there's a time and place for every shoe, but some should be worn less frequently than others. Flip-flops fall into this category and are best worn for short periods of time. She says wearing flat, non-supportive shoes regularly may lead to back, knee, and hip pain.
The arch tends to fall, which then causes the legs to rotate inward. Okay, once that knee starts to go in, then your hips start to go.
Dr. Rowland says stretching can help prevent your feet from cramping.
Sometimes we even recommend that they take their toes and they draw out the letters of the alphabet before they get out of bed. And that will help to stretch out not only the Achilles, but also all the small intrinsic muscles of the foot.
Once you're stretched out and all ready to go, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good morning, and welcome to Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm here doing what I do every Wednesday, interviewing some of the best in the industry. Today with me, I'm very excited to have Corey Nydick. Say good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Okay. Looks like we're a little bit early on our show this morning. The news ended a little bit early, so I'm going to give you a little bit of our new opening music, and then we will start in a minute with a little bit more of Modern Design. Good morning to my listeners out there. Welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Taking a look at the weather today, which is absolutely beautiful, right, Corey?
Absolutely.
Okay, it says that today is going to be sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58, which seems a little bit cool to me, but that's actually not a bad thing. Tomorrow, there is a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 63. And on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 81 degrees. So as I say, my guest today is Corey Nydick of Sir Grout. And I wanted to bring Sir Grout on. It doesn't necessarily sound like something that would be so, I could say, sexy and interesting to do. But it actually is, because it sort of changed my life. As I've said to my listeners, is about 30% of my work as an interior designer is actually staging houses for sale. And one of the things that what I do when I do my surveillance or my walkthrough is I take a look at the floors. And typically, tile happens to be a problem as time, which you will speak to. Over time, grout ages poorly. And even though the tile can be kept up and clean, grout seems to get darker and darker and age. And what happens is, in years past, tiles used to be smaller. So there's a lot more grout. And what you see is if you have an almond or a beige tile, then you see dark brown grout. So you're no longer seeing the tile. All you're seeing is the grout. It makes it look very dated and dark and dirty. And when I brought your company in, Sir Grout, I had sort of an expectation that it would look better. I had no idea that we would reinvent spaces. So, Corey, why don't you first tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us a little bit about Sir Grout.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Myself, personally, I love helping people with what we do and getting the responses back and seeing the pictures. Just love dealing with people. Sir Grout has been around over a decade, started out in Connecticut, and since then has gone to the franchise model for expansion and currently in 18 states plus Singapore. And we work on a variety of different hard surfaces, everything from your ceramic and porcelain tile to marble, granite, even a hardwood revitalization.
So tell us basically how the process works. I look at floors, including my own floor, and I see that there's a disconnect between the tile itself, which has stayed pretty much pristine through the years, and the grout, which continues to age and change. What actually causes that?
Absolutely. A lot of times what we see is it's the types of cleaners and the methods of cleaning that actually cause those issues.
Okay.
A lot of the cleaners that you buy in a normal supermarket are ammonia-based, beach-based, have an acid value or an acidic value to them. And those things are bad for grout. Grout is a porous material.
Right.
And when you put something so harsh on there, you're basically opening up those pores and allowing the dirt to get in there instead of just on there.
That was my concern. Are we actually, because it's a porous material, are we actually trapping dirt by doing that?
You absolutely are. And we even find a lot of people who have the steamers at home.
Right.
And we often talk to them and say that's one of the last things that you actually want to use, especially on grout, because you're going to ultimately make it worse. It may look better initially.
Right.
But very quickly, it's going to look worse, and it's going to be even harder to clean if you don't seal it and handle it properly.
Exactly. Are there situations when someone has their sort of preventative, before we go into what you do, that they should do when they're applying grout in the first place?
Well, my answer to customers is a company that's actually laying down a tile floor with the grout on there
right.
should actually seal it. However, correct. For them to spend that time to properly seal it, a lot of times they want to get on to their next job, so it's never done. And unfortunately, also a lot of the over-the-counter products you could buy at some of the big box stores.
Right.
I just spoke to a gentleman yesterday who said it even says on the bottle, do this every 3 months. And quite frankly,
my goodness, who's going to do that?
Exactly. Nobody's right. going to go through it with the rigors of daily life.
I hate to admit this, but I'm in the industry myself, but my house is 10 years old now. I haven't sealed my grout since I did that. Not my grout, my countertop since I did the house.
Absolutely.
It's a bad time to do it. Who's going to do it every 3 months? Nobody's going to do that.
Absolutely.
So if two things that I think, and I'm curious to get your opinion on this. I do a lot of tile. I talk on Modern Design a lot about the merits of tile and how I like it in basements because it's impervious to water. It's a great surface. They have beautiful tiles now like they've never had before. They're cost effective and all the, you can work with radiant floor heat. There's so much you can do with tile. But to me, in a perfect world, when I do a tile installation, I like to match the color of the grout with the color of the tile, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to see grout. I want to see the sight lines of the tile. And today, tile is much bigger than it used to be. So there's less grout lines, there's less maintenance and so on. And visually, it's a better look to the eye, don't you think?
Absolutely. And we talk with that with customers a lot about that, and even with the color. You do have people who want darker because they think it's going to be easier to clean.
Or they think it's a look, don't you think? Sometimes people are like, I want to have my mushroom grout on my... No, you don't. You want the grout to be the same color as the tile.
Absolutely. And when we get into what we actually do, I can kind of explain to you a little bit about how we help people and sort of guide them towards choosing the right color.
Right.
Ultimately it's their house. They have to be happy with it. And that's what we always tell them.
Exactly.
However, I agree. I think, when you're spending the money primarily on the tile.
Right.
And as you said, some of the ceramic tile that's lesser expensive to me today looks like marble.
It's amazing, right? It's like the best cheat in the industry is that you don't have to buy the expensive surfaces, natural surfaces. They can make tile that looks like travertine, tile that looks like marble, tile that looks like, just beautiful surfaces, and they're so cost effective. It's amazing.
They really are, and it's to the point that with some of these newer surfaces that we work on, I have to get down on my hands and knees and actually feel them just to make sure
and
that
check,
they truly
right?
are.
Yeah, no, it's very good. So that's why it's very important to maintain your grout. In a perfect world, because you deal with grout all the time, for people out there that are even just doing tiling projects, is there a grout width that you think is acceptable? Or I'm throwing stuff at you without having done this before.
It really comes down to the look. I mean, when I could say for our process, when a grout line is too thin,
right,
or when it is not deep enough and it's too close to the surface, we can't work on it. So
right,
I always, you know, if I was recommending it to somebody,
right,
you know, I would say something, you know, on the wider side, not something where they're too close together.
Right.
And then, you know, make sure that it's actually recessed on there.
Exactly. Exactly. So so let's talk about your processes now. Let's talk a little bit about SirGrout and how the process works. I'm going to have my child's wedding at the house, and I'm looking at my kitchen, and the grout is chocolate brown, and the tiles are off-white. They're maybe 8x8. It's a big room, and it looks terrible. And I say, I need to do something. I need to replace it. I come in, and I know that we don't have the budget to put new tile in, and I call you. What's the first thing you do when you go to somebody's house?
Absolutely, and I think you just described somebody I met with yesterday. So the first thing I do is have them show me the area that they're concerned with, and you know, we look at the tile as well as the grout, see if there's any issues with the grout. Maybe they've noticed a cracking or a chipping away as well, and that's something that we need to take a look at and be concerned with to make sure there's no issue with the integrity of the floor or the subfloor or anything like that.
Right.
Once we do that, I measure it because obviously we need to know how much of an area we're handling. And I explain the process to the customer. And our process is, first off, we clean. We use what's called a pH neutral cleaner. And that's something that we actually recommend to people, is that they use this type of cleaner. There's one that they can get at the Big Orange store.
You could say, no, you know what? It's internet. You can say.
Okay. So there's one that they can get at Home
Well,
Depot.
I think big box stores are great because they're just so readily available to people.
They are. You just need to make sure that you're getting the right product.
Right.
So there's a product that we recommend to people.
So the product for cleaning has a high pH or a low pH?
It's a neutral pH.
Because you want to clean pH neutral.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there's no acids, no alkalines. It's non-toxic. So it's also safe for
people. So it's not going to strip the sealer.
It's not going to strip anything, and that's the same type of cleaner that we use. We spray that down, and on a surface when we're doing a floor, we have a machine that we use that really scrubs it, and you may have seen it in commercial buildings, so it's a similar type of a process for cleaning.
Okay.
And it's really designed to get anything and everything that's going to come up. We also see, even though a lot of people do say that their tiles look good, they're amazed at how much better their tiles themselves look afterwards.
Yes, I'm not bringing up that, which is a big deal, which is because a lot of tiles aren't completely smooth. A lot of the newer tiles have crevices, and that makes a big difference when they're clean.
Absolutely, and they definitely trap dirt when they have a surface to them.
Exactly.
The next step in our process is putting on our what we call our color seal. So it's our colored sealant that goes over the grout.
Okay.
Obviously, if we have to patch any grout, we do that as well. But the color sealant comes in a variety of different colors. It matches all of the different colors that that grout will come in. So if somebody wants to go back to what it used to look like, that's great. If they want to change up the color, they can do that as well. It's an application that actually goes on line by line. So that's the most tedious and time-consuming part of our process. But in the end, they're getting something that's protecting the grout lines, but also going to refresh their look. And our customers will just continuously tell us it looks like new.
It's amazing. I you know, I've been in this industry for 18 years, and the first time I used your services, I had to sort of talk the people into it a little bit. They were very skeptical. They thought it was going to be sort of like a quick fix, and then 2 weeks later, it'll be back to being dirty again. And they were like, we brought people over to look at our grout. You know, it was just such a, it was life-changing. It really was. It sounds like a little overdramatic, but it really transformed the space. I mean, not only was it clean, but it looked like a different floor. It is if we went out and put a different floor in, because not only were the base tiles now a different color, but the grout had disappeared, so the floor seemed sort of being one surface, so it looked newer. It was like they put a new tile floor, and it was amazing. All right, we're about to go to our first set of commercials, but we'll be back more with Corey Nidick from SirGrout in just a moment. Thank you for tuning to Modern Design.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I host two shows on Wednesday. Lucky enough to have a second show that started a couple months ago. Modern Design is basically a show where I bring in the best of the best. And today we have that with Corey Neidick from Sir Grout. I do interviews every week with people in the industry and give you great resources, tips of the trade, and things that you can do to improve your home very economically and work with you on that. If you'd ever like to come visit me, I am located in Flemington, New Jersey, conveniently located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. And my phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050, or 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Corey, how could our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Our phone number to the office is area code 732-226-2088. 732-226-2088. I encourage our customers to also call me directly on my cell phone since I am often out of the office. And that is area code 215-264-4234. Again, 215-264-4234.
And you better like Philly sports teams, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So if you're just tuning into us at this part of the show, Corey works for or is part of Sir Grout, a company that takes your grout and your tile and actually transforms them. So at this portion of the show, I want to talk about the details, if I can, without giving away all your trade secrets, of the process of just basically what you're physically doing and the steps. And, you know, I would think for different people or different jobs, maybe what you do to clean the grout and the tile is different.
Absolutely.
So why don't you give us sort of a breakdown of basically what you're physically doing when I contract with you and you're going to make my tile and grout look better. What's the process? What do you start by doing?
Absolutely. So we have our guys that work for us. They are employees of ours that actually do the physical work. And,
okay.
And I don't like to call them technicians or installers. A lot of times I call them magicians. They really deserve those kudos.
Well, no, I want to stop there because I think that's very important because normally when I recommend Sir Grout, I actually go out because they actually start by doing an assessment before they actually do the installation. They make sort of a general assessment of what's going to be done there, help pick colors and so on. So I don't want to sort of get ahead of you, but...
But that's fine.
That's critical, I think.
It's extremely important. There's a lot of companies in different industries that will just give a price over the phone and then
right.
start to add to it once they're at the house.
Right.
We like to go and inspect a surface,
sure.
make sure that we can actually accomplish both what we want to accomplish and, more importantly, what the customer wants to accomplish.
And so, they get realistic expectations. And I think it was important that we brought that up because that does differentiate you from competitors.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am never afraid to tell somebody if they are taking me around a house that they should do a certain area if I think we're going to make it look better. But if I don't think that we're going to get the results that they're expecting,
right.
I'm going to let them know that so that they can make a well-educated decision. We don't want to take their money just for the sake of taking their money.
Sure.
So I inspect everything first, measure up the area, go over the expectations. Once somebody books with us, our technicians will show up to do the work.
Right.
The first thing that they do is they go over it with the customer to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Right.
They have their work order. The customer has a copy of their quote. They just make sure they're on the same page. And it's really at that time that they will choose the actual color for the grout sealant. Our guys will also put down a sample if somebody wants to see what it's going to look like so they could kind of tune in since there's a couple of different whites. There's a couple of different beiges and tans and grays.
Well, I think that's very critical too. And, you know, they vary and it makes a very big difference. So, you know, unfortunately, I wish we will have upcoming. We're going to start to video this and we'll have YouTube involved. So you get to see some of the things and I can bring in some visuals. But I wanted to clarify about how different this is. With your company in New Jersey, more towards central New Jersey. It was an older home, and the tile was sort of a yellowish color. It wasn't so yellow that it was out of style, but it was sort of, you know, we didn't have the budget to change it. So it was very tricky to find a grout sealant color that would work, and we really had to work with about three or four different colors. So what your technician did was it put up three or four different colors. And typically, how long does that take to set up where you see the color?
It doesn't take very long at all, maybe just a few minutes in order for them to be able to see the different colors and pick it out.
So what your technician did for us before we actually, you know, committed to such a big area was gave us options. There's a color chart that you use?
Absolutely.
With a lot of different colors on it. So we try to find something. And my rule of thumb is, and forgive me, I mean, I know my end of the business from more of a fashion sense, but maybe you'll give us different information. I always, again, try to pick a color that's as close to the tile color as possible.
I agree with that. I mean, that's always my preference if I'm choosing or helping them choose a color, because I think it just accentuates the tile itself, which is really the focal point, I think, of the floor, not the grout itself.
I do get the homeowner now and then that thinks, oh, no, I want the whitest white grout possible. But I find that takes away from the tile.
It not only does it take away from the tile, a lot of times it kind of goes overboard. And we actually had a customer a few months ago who originally said that he wanted what was called bright white as the sealant. And our technician said, no, you don't.
Right.
And he put down a sample of the bright white just so the customer can see. And
right.
our customer was extremely appreciative.
You know, and I think people do have a hard time visualizing, so I think that's very critical that your company does that. And you can see your result within a few minutes before you even get started, especially when you do it in mass. You don't want to make a mistake. So that's very critical. So what are you physically actually doing when you're doing this?
So when our technician shows up to do the work, after they go over it with the customer, the first thing that they're going to do is clean the area.
Okay.
So we put down our pH neutral cleaner.
Okay.
We will, any areas that we're concerned about, it does not create a big mess at all.
Right.
There's not a lot of spray. But if
or dust or anything.
Or
right?
dust or anything.
Okay.
If they're concerned about it, they will tape it off or drape it off just to protect a customer's belongings or cabinets or what have you. And we have a machine that we use to actually scrub the floors, and that is designed to, again, get all that buildup over a period of time.
So you're obviously, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but obviously you're not just cleaning the tile. I mean, you're not just cleaning the grout, you're cleaning the tile.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's a big thing that happens there. And then once we're done with that, we vacuum up any kind of mess or residue that there is.
Right.
There's going to be a little bit that comes up because we need it to be clean.
Is the machine sort of like a buffer?
It looks like a buffer, and then we just have different attachments that go on the underside of it based on the different surfaces that we work on, whether it's a ceramic or porcelain tile versus a stone or a marble or a granite.
Is the is there something that the client needs to do to prepare for this? Do they need to remove furniture? Is there anything that they need to do, or is that all something that you guys will take advantage of?
We always encourage people to remove furniture when possible.
Right.
There are certain things that our guys will never want to touch,
right.
The heavy china cabinets or grandfather clocks, things
right.
like that. But in the end, you know, sometimes we deal with older customers
sure.
and they can't move it. So,
right.
of course, our guys are going to help out with that. And we know that ahead of time, so it's never a surprise.
Okay, very good.
Then once they've done the cleaning, again, if there's any repair work that has to be done to the grout, it's chipped, it's cracked, we're going to fill that in so it's a nice solid line of grout for us to seal.
Okay.
And then the sealant is actually put on with an applicator, and it's literally line by line. So they are on typically almost like a dolly. So they're rolling over it, and they're applying it line by line, wiping up any residue as they go along. And then once that's done throughout the entire room, they're actually buffing it as well to make sure that, again, there's nothing extra, and it's all uniform. So in the end, when it dries and cures, it looks like a brand new grout line.
Right.
And it's uniform. It's even. There's no areas that are higher or lower than others or anything like that.
So what you're doing in essence, because I always like to boil it down, because for people that, you know, don't do this every day as you do and I do often, to keep it simple. So basically, if I'm understanding or representing it correctly, what you do is sort of a twofold process. Number one is you're first cleaning the surface. You're cleaning the tile and you're cleaning the grout.
Correct.
If there's sealant on there already, are you stripping that?
That normally there's not a good sealant that's on there.
Right. Or maybe it's worn off, right?
Or maybe it's worn off. Again, if they're using, you know, we still see a lot of people who use something that has bleach in it or ammonia. It's going to strip that sealant that they may have bought at again, a Home Depot or you know, even online. So we're not really dealing with that. If I'm ever concerned with a sealant that's on there, there are times where we have to look at a tile and say, or a grout line and say, there's too much on there, or you did too much of your own work, and we can't do anything for it.
Wow, that's something that hasn't come up yet, because I think most people do what you say. They use these caustic chemicals and thinking they're making it cleaner, but they're actually making it worse.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are people who do definitely make it worse.
All right, we're just about to go to news, and we'll be back with more of our show, Modern Design. We'll learn about the process of cleaning your grout and your floors and making them look new as they should.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Hillary Clinton says the Confederate battle flag doesn't belong on government grounds in South Carolina or anywhere else.
Recognizing it as a symbol of our nation's racist past that has no place in our present.
Clinton spoke at a black church in the St. Louis suburb yesterday. The South Carolina legislature is debating removing the flag from the grounds outside the state house. At least one person is dead as violent storms sweep through the Northeast. Authorities in Maryland say a driver was killed after hitting a downed tree in a power pole. More than a million people in eastern Pennsylvania had no electricity late last night. French President François Hollande says France will not tolerate acts that threaten its security. Hollande says the United States needs to respect a promise not to spy on French leaders. There's reports that France has summoned the U.S. ambassador over spying claims. The White House will release its hostage policy review today. The president is expected to sign an executive order maintaining a long-standing policy prohibiting the government from making concessions to hostage takers. This is USA Headline News.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
Hollywood is mourning the loss of actor Dick Van Patten. Actress Stacey Nelken remembers her time working with Dick Van Patten when she was a guest star on Eight Is Enough.
All of the Van Pattens have amazing energy, kind of vibrancy, and Dick was like that.
While she only worked with Dick Van Patten on one episode, she got to know the family from working with his son Jimmy. She said Van Patten was similar to his fatherly character on Eight Is Enough. Dick Van Patten passed away yesterday from complications of diabetes in Santa Monica, California, at the age of 86. Google is the latest company to join the movement to bar Confederate flag merchandise and advertising. The internet giant announced yesterday that it will remove all content containing Confederate flags from its shopping services and advertising. In a statement, Google officials said the flag violates the company's ad policies because it expresses hate toward a particular group. Oscar De La Hoya says he might climb back into the ring. The 42-year-old ex-boxer tells USA Today he's seriously considering making a comeback. Oscar De La Hoya retired after being knocked out by Manny Pacquiao in 2008. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Patients who wear cardiac devices are being warned of the dangers of having smartphones nearby. The European Society of Cardiology made an announcement this week that confirms how certain cardiac devices may be affected by electromagnetic interference from smartphones. With Independence Day right around the corner, the financial website WalletHub is out with a list of cities that most and least resemble the U.S.
We included simple metrics like age, gender, income, as well as more complex measures like household makeup, housing tenure, and educational attainment.
WalletHub's Jill Gonzalez says out of the 52 biggest cities in the country, Indianapolis is the most like America. Cincinnati came in second, Nashville third, and Jacksonville, Florida fourth. Seattle was 170th. Olympia, 103rd, and Spokane, 63rd. California's San Francisco Bay Area cities came in at the bottom of the list. Dozens of people from about 30 different countries are now American citizens. Lena Kachin is from Brazil, and she says she couldn't be more excited.
It's not only to have the American dream, but be the American dream, to be able to contribute to society.
Around 70 people took part in the naturalization ceremony yesterday in Phoenix. Maria Elena Upson with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services says the process used to take more than a year, but now can be completed in about 5 or 6 months. Brazil native Lena Kachin says becoming an American citizen has been a long-time dream for her.
I'm just really speechless. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm just beyond myself.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing this now since January. It feels like I've been doing this my whole life. It's a lot of fun. And if you're just tuning in to us right now, I'm with Corey Neidick of Sir Grout, and we were talking about things that you can do with his company to make your floors, specifically tile, but we're going to talk about other surfaces that you can do to really transform them for not a lot of money, for a very small investment, and really improve your the way your floors look in your life and even your property value. So before break, we were talking about things that you can do to the process and what you actually do to make your process work. So the first part of the process is cleaning the floor, which is something that you do with your non-pH or your neutral pH cleaners.
Correct.
So the second part is that you apply a sealer.
Exactly.
Okay. But in the assessment, what if somebody's grout is worn away? What happens in that case?
There's two answers to that.
Okay.
One answer is if it is just chipped away or worn away in certain parts, we can obviously fix that. And
would you
that.
Fill?
We fill it in.
Are you able to fill and then seal at the same time, or is that two different applications and at two different times?
No, it's done during the same time because our guys typically have a fan with them as well to help that drying process so that by the time they're ready to apply the sealant,
okay,
it can go on over that.
So basically the magic is in the sealant.
Absolutely.
So the sealant, I would imagine, does two things. One is it creates a new color.
Correct.
And then number two, it's a protective layer.
Exactly.
Okay. So when the sealant goes on, does something go over the sealant?
We have a clear coat as well.
Okay.
That just helps really protect that. It makes it a lot easier for the customer to keep it clean afterwards. We do give them some care instructions to
okay.
follow.
Does everybody get like a clear coat after the sealant, and are they two different steps?
It's a second step.
Okay.
And yeah, we do that as part of our process.
And then when someone gets the clear coat, a couple things. One is how long before that's actually dry?
We ask them to not walk on that surface for about 2 hours.
Two hours.
So I let people know if they're having us at the house for the day,
right.
It's a good night to go out to eat.
Right.
And then we don't want them to mop it or really go into cleaning it for about 3 days to give it full time to cure.
Okay. So the sealant in a way is almost, not only is it glue, but almost is like paint.
I hate to use the word paint because we do have competitors that use the equivalent of a wall paint.
Okay.
That's also why they only get.
I'm boiling it down probably a little bit too much. I don't mean to do that, but
no, when there are companies that do a paint on
right.
there, and that's why they also guarantee it for 10 days.
Wow! And I would imagine what a nightmare that would be.
It would be. It's probably the type of thing that makes it look good for. Yeah, you know, again, 10 days.
10 days, right.
But for what you're paying, you want to make sure that it lasts a lot longer.
Oh, sure. Okay, so then, so the sealant goes on, the clear coat goes on, we make sure that we wait till the next day, let's say. Let's be proactive, wait till the next day to do it. So after that, you put the time and the money into it. What do you do going forward as far as maintaining the grout itself?
Absolutely.
Do you do a follow-up or what happens?
Well, we give our customers care instructions.
Okay.
And there's a few different points on there. The three most important points are, number one, using that pH neutral cleaner. And again, I always recommend a specific one at Home Depot because it's good and inexpensive.
Okay. If you want to say the name, you can.
Okay.
I mean, we're internet radio, so it's not a problem. You're endorsing something, so it's okay.
It's called Zep Neutral. So a lot of people have used the Zep products out there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Zep, and they really put out, I mean, they're known for their commercial products, but they really do a nice job.
They really do. And again, it's under $10 for a gallon jug of it, and it's a concentrate.
So what you're saying also is even if you're not, you haven't done the grout sealing yet or haven't dealt with your company, it's just a good cleaner to use.
I recommend it to customers, even if we're doing a kitchen, but I noticed that they had tile and grout elsewhere. I always tell them to use it on all those surfaces.
Zep. And it's a specific product?
It's Zep Neutral.
Zep Neutral. I'm going to get that when I leave here.
Okay. Absolutely. The second thing that we tell people is they should be cleaning with a damp mop and spraying the floor out of a spray bottle as opposed to out of a bucket. For a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, when you do it in a bucket, I just think you waste cleaner.
Okay.
Number two, if you do it out of a bucket, eventually you're mopping with dirty water.
That's what I think. I always think when you're doing that, you're just swishing around the dirt that you just picked up, right?
Exactly. And that way you're getting the floor wet, but you're not oversaturating it that way. And in my opinion, you're saving money because in a typical size spray bottle, you're only going to use about 3 capfuls of the cleaner. The rest
right.
is water.
Right.
So that's why it lasts.
Right.
The third thing that we always recommend to people is after they've cleaned a floor,
right.
that they try their best to dry it off. What I do in my home is I take a dry towel, wrap it around a Swiffer, and just try to wipe up as much as I possibly can. The thought process behind that is if you just let a room air dry,
right.
the water evaporates, but there's still dirt in that water.
Right.
It's going to fall right back onto the floor. It doesn't disappear.
Right.
So you're never truly getting your floor clean that way if you do it that way.
But now the maintenance of the separating, now that's cleaning the entire floor, including the tile, but maintenance over time with the grout? Is there something that you do as a second step for the grout, per se, after you've done it, or not really?
That's more up to the customer. Okay. We have people that, you know, we hear from when they refer customers to us or have us do another room, but they're still happy with how everything looks years later.
Right.
There are other people who have us to come out to do what's called a maintenance cleaning, and the maintenance cleaning is normally doing that first step of the very thorough cleaning and then reapplying that clear coat.
Okay.
We're not normally seeing issues with the sealant itself, the colored sealant.
So once the colored sealant goes on and you're back to that neutral beige, which matches your tile perfectly, if anything, it would only be the clear coat.
That's typically what we see if somebody does have us come out.
And a homeowner wouldn't necessarily, if they maintain their, and I'm asking you, it sounds like I'm making a statement.
Sure.
So if a homeowner maintains their floors properly with the proper pH neutral cleaner, you don't necessarily think that they would have to add clear coat.
I don't believe so, and I can give you a real good example. I just saw a customer, we did a few surfaces for her, I believe it was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And every time one of her kids buys a home, she pays for the kids to get it done wherever they have tile surfaces.
Oh, that's nice.
So I just saw her about 4 months ago in Bucks County.
Okay.
Her daughter just bought a home there, and right. She said, I follow those instructions. It's been, you know, 5 years, and it still looks great.
Is there a minimum or a maximum amount of time you think that this process will last?
It's really...
Tough question, isn't it?
It is. And you know, I mean, we warranty our work for a year.
Okay.
You know, good news is the greatest majority of people never have to even take advantage of that, and that's our goal.
Right, but of course, if you have kids and pets and, you know, you're outside in the mud or depending on where you are, you know, and do this, that sort of affects it. It has to.
And that's a big thing with our company is if somebody calls up and needs something touched up during that warranty period, we're happy to do it. And, you know, we love going out to see our customers again and help them.
Sure.
But as far as how long it's going to last, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a home with two people is going to see less wear than a home with five or six.
Right.
Or nine. treating it right. You know, if you treat something right, it's going to last longer. If you revert back to the, you know, 409s of the world or the ammonias of the world or the bleaches of the world, it's going to eat away at it sooner. And yeah, you may need something else done.
You know, I sometimes equate this to like clothes. It's good to keep your clothes clean, but if you wash your clothes too much, they wear out.
Absolutely.
Is the same hold true? Is there a recommended amount of times that a floor should be actually mopped?
I mean, we tell people...
There's one thing with sweeping a floor, which obviously always needs to be done or vacuumed, but actually, you know, getting chemicals and water on it. Maybe we should limit the amount of times we do that.
We suggest on our care instructions once a week.
Once a
week. And
the
thought process is if you do it too much, yeah, it could become too harsh for
floor.
And if you do it too much less than that, you know, you could be creating more of a layer of dirt that just makes it harder for you to clean.
I think that's true. And I have a section of the population I deal with that, and I won't generalize women, but just, you know, homeowners in general that are very clean conscious. And they don't just once a day, they're sweeping. They're using a couple of times a week at least.
Right.
They're cleaning those floors. And I just think that would limit the amount of time that the process would last.
Absolutely. And that's something I suggest to people, and not only the cleaners, but steam cleaning. You know, the home steam cleaners are very popular right now.
Right.
And we definitely suggest people not using that on a surface, whether we've treated it or not.
Right. I would imagine that the steam cleaning might actually like pull out some of the grout, wouldn't it?
Well, it can do a couple of things. Okay. I mean, it could pull up some of what we've done,
right?
Which is not good. And even on a surface that we didn't work on, again, grout is porous.
Right.
So if you're steaming it, that steam's going to widen the pores.
That steam is moisture.
And moisture.
Right.
But it's going to widen those pores. It's going to help you extract the dirt. But unlike the human face, if we get a facial where the pores close up,
right,
the grout's pores do not close up. So now you're just inviting more dirt to get in there, and it's going to get dirtier, and it's going to happen quicker.
Wow. All right, we're about to go to some commercial breaks, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We're back with more of Modern Design. Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Richard Scuderi. I am, for now 18 years, been the president of Maven Hill Designs. I do have a store located right here in Flemington on 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050, or 908-884-0770. If you'd like to go to my website to see some of my work, the website is www.mavinhilldesigns.com. And I also wanted to let you know that on Wednesdays, I do a second show, a call-in show, from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. And if you have any design questions, you can contact us today between 2 and 3 o'clock. The phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and I will take your design questions on the air. I also read questions that I've received during the week via Twitter and Facebook and some of the other avenues, texts that I get, and we work together on answering your design questions in real time. My guest today happens to be Corey Nidick of Sir Grout, and we're talking about all things tile and grout and how to make your floors look the best that they possibly can. And then once again, Corey, tell us how they can reach you with more information on what we've been talking about today.
Absolutely. Anybody can contact us at our office, which is 732-226-2088. Again, 732-226-2088. However, I always encourage customers to call me on my cell phone directly at 215-264-4234. Again, 215-264-4234. And you can also learn more about us on our website at www.sirgrout.com.
Very good. And if you're just tuning in at this point in the show, you should listen to the archive. But if you're tuning to this part of the show, basically we've been summarizing the process of Sir Grout. And basically what you do is come in and assess when people have tile situations where the grout has become discolored or not work, does not really work for the application anymore. You go in, you do an assessment. You come up with a sealant that is often the color of the tile. And then you put a clear coat seal over it, and it makes the kitchen or the bathroom or the hallway look absolutely new. It's a terrific process. But what we were, when we were on commercial break, Corey and I were talking about some of the things that you do besides working on tile, which I'm not as familiar with. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about some of the other surfaces that your company, Sir Grout, does?
Absolutely. So the first thing that's also very popular for us is doing work in showers, whether it's a stall shower or a tub shower combination. It's a similar process to what we've spoken about as far as the tile and the grout in there.
Right.
Again, a lot of people will see mold issues and things like that.
Discoloration.
Exactly. Right. So we can, again, clean the tile to get rid of some of the soap scum and buildup that happens over a period of time from the different dyes and things that are in the soaps and shampoos and conditioners. And then same thing as the floor, we can seal the grout lines in there to both protect them, especially with the water and everything that it's going to get, as well as make it look like new. Another thing that we do primarily in bathrooms, but we could do it in other rooms, is caulk work.
Right.
So caulking in a shower is another big part of what we do when we're working in a shower. We will strip out their existing caulk because that is a common breeding ground for mold and mildew.
Sure.
We will shoot in what's called a vapor steam to help kill that off.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously apply a new caulk. Comes in a couple of different colors. There's a smoother one. There's also textured ones that look more like grout for somebody who wants that look. Marble. Marble, granite, and stone surfaces such as limestone and travertine are a very big part of our business as well.
Okay.
For granite countertops, a lot of people will have them in their kitchen.
Kitchen.
So we have a process to clean it. A lot of people will see some spotting and things like that. So our guys are very good at getting those spots out, because the spots that you see are water spots that get into the pores of the stone there, the granite there, when it's not properly sealed or when the sealant has worn off.
What about marble? You know, more and more, it was in years past, people really kind of stuck to granite more than other surfaces for counters if they were going to do stone surfaces, because they were afraid of softer stones and or, you know, problems with staining. But now Carrera marble has become very in style to use for kitchens, like for a center island and so on. And that is light and that is porous. Is there anything that you can do with stuff like that?
Absolutely. We see it a lot on islands. And we also see a lot on the floors, both in kitchens, hallways, and foyers. So for marble surfaces, we do a process of cleaning, honing, polishing, and sealing. The cleaning, again, is using a pH-neutral cleaner that's safe for it and our machine to scrub the floors and get up that dirt with a brush that's safe for the marble.
Right.
The honing is a process that will help get rid of, you know, any of the imperfections or stains and things like that, so that we can get rid of that.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we polish it and seal it. Some people still want a matte finish, so it's just going to look a lot cleaner.
Right.
But most, the biggest majority of people will go to a semi-gloss. So when you get marble, you like it to have a little bit of a shine.
Sheen, yeah.
And we obviously seal it, because the goal is once we do our work, we want to seal it so that...
Well, seal is protection.
Exactly.
Right.
So that it's not going to stain.
Exactly.
Another big process that we do is our sandless wood refinishing and revitalization.
Now tell me about that, because that sounds intriguing, because typically if I have to go in and redo floors, it's a mess.
Absolutely. And there are times where I meet with people and we take a look at their floors and I look at it and say, sanding is the only way to accomplish your goals. So we have to recommend somebody else. But our process is a cleaning, buffing, polishing, and sealing. So again, the cleaning, very similar to everything else we discussed, to get up any of the buildup that might be on there. When somebody has light scratches on there, you know, we're very good at either getting them out or certainly getting to the point where they're masked and nobody would be able to find them. And then we polish it and seal it. And again, some people do want a matte finish. The greatest majority of people go to the semi-gloss so that there's a nice shine to the wood. And then we seal that as well for the same reasons as the other surfaces.
Well, you know, I kind of trust your judgment as far as aesthetics on this, even though we've spoken many times over the phone, but this is the first time we're meeting face-to-face. I tend more and more, at least with flooring surfaces, to kind of prefer a little bit more towards the matte side.
Yeah, and again...
Am I getting less protection, though, if I do that?
You're not getting less protection, because that's just the polish. The sealant is still going to be on there no matter what. And again... We run the gamut from people who truly want just a matte finish to people who want it to shine like a basketball court.
Exactly. Now, as far as I'm concerned, to me, countertops, I like some sheen to countertops, and it's nice. But flooring, a very shiny floor to me, not Not my favorite.
Well, I think the nice thing about our finish, especially on a semi-gloss finish on the wood that we do,
right,
is that it has a nice shine to it, but it does not look wet.
Right.
Where a lot of times, to me, the high gloss almost tends to look like somebody spills something there.
Yeah, it seems almost like something's wrong. Or also, I think I equate it to also like painting. Like, I would never paint walls semi-gloss, or even eggshell for the most part, because to me, sometimes high gloss shows imperfections.
Absolutely.
So if you're starting with an older surface to begin with, that's going to have some dings that you're not going to, anybody's going to be able to get out. And then you highlight that by sheen, it just looks terrible.
Absolutely.
So tell us about how does the process vary of cleaning and sealing a hardwood floor as it would be to do the tile floor?
Well, I mean, it's obviously with wood, we're not having to touch grout lines. So it tends to go a lot
quicker.
Much quicker. Because, you know, in a hardwood surface,
right,
the majority of it is done with a machine that has a fairly large 16 or 18 inch brush on it.
Yeah, but having said that, and the reason I brought that up is hardwood floors have grooves.
Right.
So you don't have grout, but you certainly have grooves.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that machine is good at getting the dirt out of there as well.
Well, most people, homeowners complain to me that's what they don't like about some of their hardwood floors is that that's where everything gets trapped.
Exactly. And because we're scrubbing it with a brush that's safe for the wood,
right,
it's very good at getting that out.
Okay.
So that it's returning it to a much cleaner state. And again, our customers will just continuously use the term like new.
So with hardwood floors, are you adding color at all?
We don't stain.
Okay.
We don't color. So again, every now and then when I meet with somebody that has extreme discoloration,
right,
I have to refer them to more of a refinisher.
So this is a very much a topical, light, people that just sort of need sort of a refreshing of their floors as opposed to a resanding. I don't want to simplify it, but I guess I do want to simplify it.
It really is. I mean,
right,
what I say is if you walk into your room that has hardwood and you say, it used to look so much better.
Right.
That's where we could come in and make it look so much better.
Right. What about sun fading?
That's something where if it's faded, it's faded. And actually, I just met with a gentleman yesterday where they had a section of it right by their patio door. The rest of the wood was in that room was perfect for us. There was that one section. And he just said to me, look, I'm not worried about that one area. If the rest of the room looks good,
right,
then I can deal with that one area because it's still going to look better, which he's correct. It will still look better. If somebody absolutely wants it back to perfection, back to a state of new, they have to go sanding, which is a lot more costly and certainly a lot messier.
Corey, believe it or not, we're coming down to our last minute, and I always ask my guests last minute tips for the homeowner who's thinking about having their grout looked at.
Well, just give us a call, and I will come out and give you my honest opinion. If we can accomplish what you want to accomplish, I will tell you, and if we can't, I will tell you that as well.
And I know you're very reputable, and you have turned people away because it wasn't a good result. Give us your phone number one more time.
Absolutely. Office number is 732-226-2088, or you can call me directly on a cell phone at 215-264-4234.
Corey, thank you very much for being my guest. What you did today was very interesting and gave us a lot of new insight on how to maintain our floor, specifically tile, but also all surfaces. So I do appreciate that. For my listeners, I am going to do some errands and take a break, and then I will be back at 2 o'clock with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. I ask you, if you'd like, you can call in our studios here between 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time at 908-237-0410 with your design questions, and I will answer them live on the air. So until I see you at 2 o'clock, get out there. It's a beautiful day. Take advantage of the sunshine. And I'll see you again, too, back here for more of Modern Design. Until then, thanks, and have a good morning.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Hillary Clinton says the Confederate battle flag doesn't belong on government grounds in South Carolina or anywhere else.
Recognizing it as a symbol of our nation's racist past that has no place in our present.
Clinton spoke at a black church in the St. Louis suburb yesterday. The South Carolina legislature is debating removing the flag from the grounds outside the state house. At least one person is dead as violent storms sweep through the Northeast. Authorities in Maryland say a driver was killed after hitting a downed tree in a power pole. More than a million people in eastern Pennsylvania had no electricity late last night. French President Francois Hollande says France will not tolerate acts that threaten its security. Hollande says the United States needs to respect a promise not to spy on French leaders. There's reports that France has summoned the U.S. ambassador over spying claims. The White House will release its hostage policy